Chapter 12, When Did the Devil Come? There is nothing more anthropomorphic than the wind in Russia. Here it became louder, but the shriek became sobbing. How the window seemed made of infinite snow, its compact pressure making Claire feel frozen in a time cube, an unprogressing now. George unexpectedly quoted, as if to restore his remembering. How did the devil come, when first attack? From a primer anthology piece by Betjeman on childhood in Norfolk. Smit responded as Claire knew he would. Real evil, as he embodied, always thought of itself as innocent beforehand. It felt invaded or possessed by life's corrupting. She herself had known herself, even at 9 years old, well enough to understand that in killing all her siblings, the anger in herself was sole and ample. Jeffreys, she thought, as now, brought the continuous to things, creating his commonplace book where there had been at best one page of oasis in a blizzard such as this. So the devil told them of his boyhood in Vienna. She waited for the twanging of a zither, but Smit was solemn, described a solemn boy, impoverished and employed by his mother, in the lime trees and the rations, to succeed and without much insight into anything but acting skill and vice. The weight he had lost from pain and wasting made his face that of a hoping ingenue this morning. As always when telling of youth, the face became younger, the gentled gaze fixed relievedly beyond death's single meaning.